I was a hybrid 1-2. Okay. 2-1. Actually. Okay. But I was a number 9 player in the state of New Jersey.
All right.
2002, I ain't going to give you the year, but Juwan Wagner was the number 1 player in the country. I'm a McDonald's All-American nominee.
Okay.
Which obviously
so
I wasn't.
So you play ball for real, for real.
Yeah, for real, for real.
Super, like, he's not like me.
I'm not.
He's not like me that played varsity basketball, was the fourth man off the bench in a blowout, getting a couple of three-pointers and some cherry picks.
I've been
like, you was a top 10 player in the state of New Jersey when Juwan Wagner, whose son is
the number one player in the country again.
Now, right? So
that's crazy. So that's just the one who was like, yo, let's go to the park and play ball.
Right.
That was me. You know what I'm saying? No teams. You know,
I was good enough to make the squad, but I was more in there just to get a letterman's jacket. I wasn't really fit to play. One time my coach called me and he was like, yo, Lewis, get in there. I was like, yo, I want to get in here, man. Like, I watched the game. Like, you know, I don't want to get out and guard that dude. He's cooking. He's cooking my man out there.
Try to throw you.
I was like, I'm not about to get posterized by this guy, but that's what's going on. So, what was that experience like playing in college? Like, were you spitting at that time?
Was I what?
Were you rapping at that time?
No.
Or did you pick up? Okay,
I started rapping after the fact.
Okay.
So what happened with me was, like I said, I was a top 10 player. I was number 9 out of the top 100 in the state of New Jersey.
Man,
I was a McDonald's All-American nominee. And then what happened was, I ain't had no grades, so I ended up going to a JUCO.
Okay.
I went to a JUCO my freshman year. Then
who'd
I worked,
you get recruited by? I'm just curious.
Pretty much every school on the East Coast.
Okay.
I was, but the problem was that I had no grades, so a lot of people shied away from me.
Right.
So I ended up going to school in Jersey my freshman year. Then I transferred out. I went to Kansas, but I already had worked out with the Memphis Grizzlies twice.
Okay.
They flew down to Jersey, worked me out privately, and I was supposed to go on a practice squad, but money-wise, they add up, so that's how they end up sending me back to school. So me going back to school, you know, that's when I learned school is really a business.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.